I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, tomorrow's Michigan State-Nebraska game. Gator, I know you are dismissive of these things, but I pay attention. And I apologize because I feel like I'm going to piss you off. But it's about the NET rankings, which are the rankings that is used by the NCAA selection committee. The NET rankings are replacing the RPI rankings. There's a lot of math involved. But you'd heard the term, though, their RPI ranking wasn't good. Well, now that has been replaced by a different set of criteria, and it's called the NET rankings. And in the NET rankings, which is, I would argue, the most important ranking to be highly ranked in. This is the one you want to be number one in, number two, number three, number four, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like Michigan was just named number one in the ESPN power rankings. It doesn't mean anything.
What's their net ranking?
It's two. Virginia is number one in the NET rankings. Michigan State is seven. But did you know that Nebraska is 10?
No, I didn't know that, Doug. Because I look at the gross rankings, not the net rankings.
Well, are you talking about the AP and the coaches poll?
I don't.
You don't really care.
Rankings, okay, well, rankings in January.
Matter. Here's why it matters, because it's a quadrant one game.
Oh.
Yes. Well, and
it is now.
It is for now, yes. If you beat a team in quadrant one, it counts a lot. Michigan State is 5-2 in quadrant one games, right?
What makes it a quadrant one game?
I think your top 30 makes up quadrant one. So it's your record against the top 30. Hold on, give me a second here. And I'll quadrant one is 1-30, yeah.
So will that change if in 2 weeks Nebraska is no longer in the top 30?
Yes. The teams that you beat, you want to keep winning. And the teams that you lose to, you want to keep winning. You want everybody you play to keep winning. But Nebraska's 12-4, and their NET ranking is 10. Mm-hmm. So this is a big game for Michigan State tomorrow. Well,
every game is a big game in a Big Ten. Just go out there and take care of business.
Right, but when it comes to things like seeding, you want as many of these kinds of wins as you can get. And I don't even know what Nebraska. I think Nebraska is maybe ranked in the 20s in the coaches poll.
But they can't control what Nebraska does. Down the road. I mean,
well, you are so dismissive of this.
I hate these things.
I know, but I'm trying to build a case for why it's a big game.
Nebraska's, I'm not denying it's a big. I'll just take it. It's a big game. It's a Big Ten game.
I'm giving you the reasons why it's a big game. Nebraska isn't ranked in the coaches or AP poll. This is why I say it's a bigger game than people realize.
So if Michigan State beats them,
yes,
will that knock Nebraska out of the top 30 and out of the quadrant one?
I doubt that alone will knock them out of the top 30.
Is it possible?
I don't think one loss will do it. For instance, Duke went from 1-4. So I don't think that losing one game by the way, a quadrant one team, which is what Nebraska would lose to, would drop them that far. Mm-hmm. Kang, what am I supposed to do with this guy? He doesn't care. Like, I'm a big game for Michigan State. Here's all the reasons
why. I
agree.
It's a big game for Michigan State. I'm not going to buy into this mathematical crap that doesn't matter right now in January.
I think that list just made the list.
It could matter.
It's a fluid situation. Well, it could not matter. It's a fluid situation. Who knows what matters now and what's going to matter in March? It changes. It changes by the week.
Well, hold on.
Why are we getting worked?
I'm not going to get
worked up about it and say this is an even bigger game.
You're
because
wrong.
The
You're
net
just
rankings
wrong.
Show this.
You're wrong. We know exactly what's going to matter in March. We don't know who's going to be in the top 30, but Nebraska is well into the top 30 right now. They're 10th in the country. A win at Nebraska would be huge for Michigan State's resume. And then you want Nebraska to keep winning. Sorry. It's just the way it is, man. Mm-hmm. What are you looking up? What do you want me to answer? Because I can probably answer your question.
Oh, well, thank you, Oz. I was great and all powerful. I was just looking at Nebraska's schedule upcoming to see what's happening. So if Michigan State were to be fortunate enough and win the game tonight, well, then they're at Nebraska's at Rutgers. Then they play games, home games, back to back against Ohio State and Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's number 19 in the NET rankings.
And where is Ohio State?
Ohio State is number 35 in the NET rankings. So they're just on the brink of getting into quadrant one.
Okay. So and where's Rutgers?
Rutgers is probably near the bottom. Rutgers
right,
is awful.
But they did just have their big win against Ohio State, right?
They lost by 50 last night to Purdue.
Well, there's that. So is it possible that Nebraska could lose to Ohio State and Wisconsin?
Is it possible?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's possible, sure. That would hurt their resume.
Right, and it changes in a week.
Okay, for the people that care about Michigan State's seeding, what you want is Nebraska to beat Ohio State and Wisconsin. Here's the other thing about these conference games is they all play each other.
Of course.
Don't want them to lose to Ohio State. Losing to Wisconsin is acceptable because they're a quadrant one team. Ohio State is outside of quadrant one, so you don't want them to lose that game. Although a win, because they're close, could move them into quadrant one. It's who do you want to win after you play them too? But, sorry, are the texters with Gator, do they not care about this? About this seeding stuff?
They like a rivalry between you two, though. Made the list, not the list, actually.
It's Gator. Gator's hatred of me is also coupled with... I can't couple them both with the hatred of math, and this is a lot of math.
Just everything's more quadrant talk.
Everything's going to change because there are schedules to be played, and what happens tomorrow night or what happens tonight, well, that could totally change based on what happens next week with other teams. And then what? And they're supposed to... So the game tonight, you're rooting for Nebraska to win their games down the road, but don't win that one. But win this. I mean, you're picking and choosing. So basically, it's like...
We're picking and choosing. It's not random. We're picking and choosing for a reason.
Go 500 against what? Ranked teams? So you win some and you lose some, but you better beat all the teams that suck?
You want all your quadrant one wins to stay in quadrant one. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, but there are only going to be 30 teams that are in that quadrant. So
More that you have, the better.
Of course, thank you. But I mean, the fact that this thing is so fluid and will change a million times, why am I worrying about it now?
I'm not asking you to worry about it.
Put more emphasis on the game tonight because it may or may not be a quadrant one game in 2 months.
Because you had no clue that Nebraska was a quadrant one team.
I didn't care. All I care about is Michigan State winning the game.
I know, but Michigan State winning the game over a quadrant one team is impressive.
It's impressive if the tournament were selected tomorrow.
Okay, but it's impressive if Nebraska stays there.
Right. I'll worry about it in March. I'm not worried about it now. I mean, it's too fluid of a situation. It's going to change.
Games.
It's going to change too many times for me to get worked up and put that much emphasis on this game.
Okay, nobody's asking you to get worked up.
What did you say? Hey, it's a big game.
It's a big game. You're trying to
sell it to me as a big game because the freaking net ratings.
But do you agree it's a big game?
Yes, because it's a Big Ten game and it's the next game on a schedule. I don't care. It's January.
But so what do? Wait till the end of the season to figure out what games were big?
Well, that's how you're going to have to determine it. You look back at the schedule. Living for it at the moment, that moment will change in 2 weeks.
But right now it's a big game, right? No, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to. I feel like I'm not trying to jump on your back here. I'm just saying. Like, you don't go, man, that game was big. Like 5 weeks later, why can't you just enjoy it? It's a big game right now, and then maybe it
I'll
wasn't
enjoy
that
it
big.
Just fine. The net ratings have no effect on my viewing of the game tonight. Not 1%.
Well, especially because the game's tomorrow. But,
or tomorrow
but
night.
Yeah, the net ratings are really important when it comes to your seeding, and that's why I pointed it out. We said we get to some Red Wing talk, and we said we get to Kenny Golladay.
Put it this way. It's like when we look at football rankings and all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you look back at the schedule, and you see that, well, at the time, so-and-so knocked off the number 14 team in the country. Well, the number 14 team in the country, when the end of the season comes, they're not ranked in the top 25, and it doesn't matter.
Here's why I think it's worth pointing out today that you've been completely dismissive of. Nebraska is an unranked team by the Associated Press and the coaches poll. They are unranked. So people might not look at this because there's no little number next to their name and think of it as a huge game tomorrow. But what the real number that matters is the number 10. next to their name. They are the 10th ranked team in the country, according to one of the foremost things used by the committee to put together their seedings. So many people, I would say, it's a big game because it's a Big Ten game and Nebraska's pretty good. They're 10th in the country. Look at it that way.
Where were they last week?
I don't know if you can do. I've got standings up. I can try.
Because I'm looking at their schedule, and I mean, they have.
They probably weren't tied.
They win over Indiana
on Tuesday. Was it? No, it was Monday. Monday night, they beat Indiana soundly.
66-51.
At Bloomington.
Beyond that, I mean, who have they beaten?
They're 12-4 with the 72nd best schedule in the country.
And that equates to what?
That equates to 10th in the country in the NET rankings.
How do you explain that, math man?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't put together the formula. I don't have the formula in front of me. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm I give up. Because you're a big proponent of strength of schedule.
Yes.
Do those two things jive with each other at all? 77 strength of schedule, and were they 10th? Did you say?
They're 10th in the country. It's because
there's
300 and something teams. Right. Like a 72nd strength of schedule is better than most.
So that should equate to 10.
All right, go ahead. Lose the game. Who cares? 97 won the ticket.
I think you owe Tony an apology.
I owe Tony an apology?
Yeah.
For what?
The last hour we said something and you said something and.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Kang, why did Doug owe Tony an apology an hour ago?
I believe he claimed Baltimore had never won a CFL championship.
Yes, they have. The Stallions did win it. 1995. So, my bad.
That's okay.
My bad.
It happened.
I was scared you were going to ask me to step outside and beat my ass. But Baltimore did win a CFL.
I don't get angry like that anymore.
Which is...
Anymore.
I think you do.
Oh.
You wouldn't when I'm angry.
One of the most underrated parts of the behind the scenes here at the ticket.
Way to go, Banner.
Tony Ortiz fits of rage.
Oh.
There were some epic Tony Ortiz fits of rage. We have all been there. But come on, who pegged the meter out of the blue more than anybody? Tony Ortiz has surprising fits of rage. One.
Had.
I think we could still get him pissed off pretty good.
No, I'm trying to be more mature now that I've gotten older.
Tony Ortiz paranoia was another one. Tony Ortiz.
Okay, that hasn't gone away.
That's still here.
No, that's still here. I don't think that's ever going to go away.
Oh, there you go.
We haven't seen or heard any fits of rage in years.
It has been a while, but Tony Ortiz fits of rage are classic.
He has not gone Hulk mad in a long, long time.
No.
The big guy has stayed inside the big guy.
Thank you.
Tony.
Yes.
I'm sorry I doubted that Baltimore won a CFL.
That's okay. The fact that I remember this and know CFL football scares the living you know what out
of me. Do you remember who they beat?
I do not.
Okay. I don't know either. See you, Tony.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Do you think the city of Baltimore celebrates that win as much as we celebrate the Michigan Panthers win?
The Michigan Panthers from the USFL won the USFL in 1985?
Or maybe 83. First year, so I think it was 83 or something like that. But we have a real fondness that those that lived through it, and when we were kids watching that team, and that team was fun to watch, and the color scheme, and the whole, we talked about it before. We have a real affinity to that team. Yes. Do you think the city of Baltimore has the same affinity to that Canadian Football League franchise that swept through the Beltway?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Because they've won Super Bowls since. We hang on to the Panthers because that was our pro football championship. That and the Detroit Drive. God bless them. Tim Markham, you the man. I mean, John Corker, Novo Bojovic. Did Bojovic play for both the Drive and the Panthers?
I think he did kick for both.
What a hero. What an effing Detroit hero.
Yeah.
We don't talk about him enough. He kicked for two Detroit professional football championship teams.
Was a super nice guy.
From Scott, this argument, this is what's going to break up the show. Quadrant one is the Yoko of the Carson Anderson show. I always wondered how it would end if it was the argument over how important the Michigan State Nebraska game was.
Well, as we've talked through it a little bit during the break, are you starting to see it?
No, I don't get it.
Okay, so you see cracks in the net.
No, I don't. I trust the system. I trust that.
You're just blindly trusting in mathematics, yet you don't even understand the mathematics.
No, I'd have to
it.
Sit down and see the formula. Like, I'd have to see how they put these rankings together. The point isn't the credibility of the rankings, because you know what doesn't matter? Whether or not they're credible. It doesn't. They're going to get used. They're going to get
it absolutely
used.
Absolutely matters if it's credible it's or not.
That's an off-season topic. For the purposes of 2019's NCAA bracketing, the NET rankings matter. And Michigan State-Nebraska tomorrow night is not a ranked versus unranked game. That is a two top 10 teams.
So Nebraska is ranked 10th? Is that correct? 10th in the net ratings and does not have a win over a team that is ranked higher than...
Wrong. They've got two quadrant one wins.
Right. I was going to say, they don't have... you didn't let me finish.
No, I didn't.
They do not have a win over a team that is ranked higher than 25 in the net ratings?
I don't know who their two quadrant ones wins are. Who did we say? Indiana is 30. It's a quadrant one win.
Right.
And who's the other one? They beat Iowa or they
lose? Seton Hall, was it? Or Creighton?
Seton Hall's like 39. Creighton's like 30 or 41 or something. They got a lot of good mid-level wins. That's probably why they're there.
Listen, guys.
But all that moves them up to 10, which is ridiculous. That's a ridiculous part.
Compare it to everybody else.
Guys. For Rod and Mario, it was a chair. For you two, it's the quadrant. All right?
No. For us, it's Nebraska versus Michigan State and how important the game is.
Well, and that involves the quadrant. Hates the quadrant because he doesn't understand it.
It's not at all. Doug doesn't understand it.
Well, hold on. I don't have the whole formula in front of me. Nobody's printed out the NET rankings.
In Doug's defense, there's a lot of things we don't understand we just accept in this world, too.
Well, Doug's very accepting.
We leave it to the smarter people, right?
Doug's very accepting of something that's math-based just because math.
Well, math is not
science,
biased.
Bitch.
Math is not biased.
Right. I understand.
Man creates
the formula with which to manipulate the
You know
math.
Gator hates math, Doug.
I do know that Gator hates math.
There's
I think
no
if
that.
I think roundabout that's what this comes back to is his disdain for math.
Come up with a formula that makes sense.
Well, but
I mean,
on
the onset on this, looking at
you're looking at Nebraska's resume and you don't get why they're ranked 10th in the country in the NET rankings. But if we sat down with Houston's resume or North Carolina resume, the two teams that are 9-11, we might find the same thing. Like, I'm not sure I can understand why Nebraska's there, but what I do know is that they're there. And that's why this game is important. Because when they hand out the seedings and you're up in arms because Michigan State didn't get the seed you wanted, I'll be able to say, well, it probably goes back to the fact that they lost that game to Nebraska on January 17th. Mm. Or... when you don't understand why Michigan State leapfrogs from 7 to number 2 next week.
Where's UCLA ranked?
Give me a second here because I got to go to a different page.
UCLA sucks. Let's not worry about that. Do you want to bet on this Michigan State game since you're so sure they're going to lose to Nebraska?
I'm not sure they're going to lose. UCLA.
You've only mentioned it like 7 times now that they're going to lose to Nebraska.
I said it once.
Now 8 times.
You are such a paranoid Spartan fan.
Where's UCLA?
So paranoid.
Talking about, I'll take the Spartans.
The NET is 92 for UCLA.
How about Gonzaga?
Give me a sec because I got to go back to Gonzaga's. Gonzaga's sixth.
Gonzaga's sixth. Okay. Yeah. NC State.
NC State. NC State is 16th.
Okay. So North Carolina has a win over Gonzaga and NC State, which are both inside.
They're both quadrant one.
Yeah,
ones.
They're well in quadrant one, if you will.
You guys have definitely hit the over on quadrant mentions, by the way. I mean, like, by far. People, by the way, they just want you to fight now.
Well,
they
the funny thing about
anymore.
This, I'm like, we're sitting around, we're doing show prep, right? And I'm going, okay, we got a college basketball game tomorrow, Michigan State, Nebraska. That's a really interesting game. Nebraska's pretty good. And I'm like, is there anything really to talk about with this game? What are we going to bring up that people might be interested in? And the first thing I think of course, is what people care about in college basketball is the tournament. That's what they care about. More than anything else, they care about the tournament. The sport has sold its soul for the 3 weeks in March. And I'm like, well, let's take a look at the impact on the seedings this might have. And I'm like, holy cow, Nebraska is not unranked. They're ranked 10th in the country with the rankings that they use. I thought this would be interesting. You hate it. You absolutely hate it. And I'm sorry I brought it up. But I think this speaks to this game being more important than the average guy would realize. if it were, let me put it to you like this. I bet if it were Michigan State ranked 7th in the coaches poll and 10th in the coaches poll, you'd be like, look at this, top 10 game. And the coach's poll doesn't matter. I'm telling you, it's in the poll that matters.
It's a big quadrant game tonight that will never be said anywhere tonight and in any living room at all.
Stock is doing the game tomorrow night. Guys, I don't know if you know this, but net rankings, we got 7 versus 10.
You mock away all you want. You just mock away all you want. Don't ever complain about where your team is seated.
I think the net ratings are based on what I'm hearing about the resume of Nebraska. There is nothing on that resume that screams to me they should be ranked 10th in anything.
I think they have a good middle section of wins. By that, I mean they haven't
quadrant
feasted,
two wins.
They haven't feasted. Actually, now that I'm looking at, you know what they have very little of?
What's that?
Quadrant four games. They're 4-0 in quadrant four games. Everybody else in the top 10, nobody has fewer than four games. So Houston has, they have done a good job at those mid-level games. The teams that are like 30 to 100, they've won a bunch of those.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what's built this resume more than anything else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.